Cold calling. Cold calling for the new agent might consist of contacting people from those dead files you collected from other agents, following up with previous contacts, and perhaps even soliciting expired listings. Another tool at your disposal is a crisscross directory. Today's crisscross directories come in the form of searchable online databases of residences and businesses. These databases contain homeowners' names, addresses, cell phone numbers, email addresses, and neighborhood demographics. For example, you may drive by a house that looks uninhabited, as though no one lives in it. You can use a crisscross directory to look up the address of the property and find the owner's name and contact information. If the owner's phone number is not on the Do Not Call registry, you can call him or her to find out if he or she may be thinking about selling or renting the house. Crisscross directories are also helpful to real estate sales agents because they list how long owners have lived in their houses, which can provide you with great turnover information for the neighborhood. Agents prefer neighborhoods with high turnover rates. A good rate of turnover is when the owners sell every 2 to 4 years. When cold calling, make sure to bullet. Have an equal amount of listening time as you do talking with the customer. Bullet, think like a customer. What's in it for them? Bullet, ask questions to clarify without confronting. Bullet, don't interrupt and concentrate on what is being said. Bullet, take notes and listen for ideas, not just words. Bullet, don't jump to conclusions and allow them to finish their sentence. Bullet, keep your tone positive and pleasant. Best time to make cold calls. 1. When there is a listing in the area. 2. When there has been a sale in the area. 3. When you have a gift to deliver. 4. When you have new and exciting information for the residents. 5. In the afternoon or early evening. Always note someone's willingness to give you help. Follow up with a note of appreciation. Cold call record. Explanation. 1. The street name. 2. Number. The house address. 3. Name. The owner's name. 4. Telephone. The telephone number. 5. Record comments for identification purposes for your second contact. National Do Not Call Registry. An agent may call a person whose number is on the Do Not Call Registry if the broker has an established business relationship, EBR, with the person. An EBR exists with someone who was a party to a transaction with the brokerage firm in the last 18 months, or with someone who made an inquiry with the broker's firm within the last 3 months. Additionally, brokers may call if a consumer grants prior written permission. The rules require that a brokerage firm that permits agents to make cold calls must maintain an internal Do Not Call list. Requests to be placed on the internal list must be honored indefinitely. The internal list applies to all agents in the brokerage. The company should maintain a central list onto which each agent may input names and check before making calls. If a name is on the internal list, the agent may not call that number, even if the number is not on the National Do Not Call Registry. Penalties. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, fines telemarketing companies over $43,792 for each call to a member of the Do Not Call list.